An Ontario provincial police officer was not at fault in a November crash that left another man with a neck fracture, the Special Investigations Unit, SIU, has determined. SIU Director Joseph Martino says he found no reasonable grounds to believe the OPP officer committed a criminal offence in connection with the collision, which involved a pickup truck and an police SUV in Isa Township. Shortly before 10 a.m. on November 23, 2021, the SIU says the officer was westbound on the 20th Side Road, within the speed limit, when he entered the 10th Line intersection with the right-of-way. His vehicle was struck by a Ford F-150 as it traveled north into his path. The officer and the pickup truck driver were both taken to Royal Victoria Regional Health Center, RVH, in Barrie by land ambulance. Provincial police contacted the SIU at 11:23 a.m. The driver of the pickup, who was driving to work when the crash happened, was diagnosed with a fracture to the cervical vertebra in his neck. The truck's airbags had deployed and the driver's seat belt was not engaged, according to the SIU. Civilians who came across the crash called for emergency services to be sent to the scene. One woman said the officer was out of his vehicle and not okay. Another caller said the police vehicle was in the ditch, the officer's glasses came off his face due to the force of the impact and he was unable to find them. He was able to crawl out from under the airbag. The other driver had head injuries and was on the ground in the snow. His vehicle had come to rest in a farmer's field. The SIU said the crash scene was flat and the roads were snow-covered. The 10th Line was a two-lane road with single lanes for northbound and southbound traffic, and had a posted speed limit of 80 km per hour. The 20th Side Road was a two-lane road with single lanes for westbound and eastbound traffic, and had a posted speed limit of 80 km per hour. The intersection was controlled by stop signs for northbound and southbound traffic on 10th Line. Raw data from the pickup truck indicated, at 5 seconds before the collision, the Ford F-150 traveled at 34 km per hour. At 4 seconds before the collision, that Ford F-150 traveled at 29 km per hour. At 3 seconds before the collision, the Ford F-150 traveled at 25 km per hour. At 2 seconds before the collision, the Ford F-150 traveled at 25 km per hour. The brake was then disengaged and, at 1 second before the collision, the Ford F-150 traveled at 27 km per hour. At the time of impact, the Ford F-150 traveled at 39 km per hour with 18.8% of full throttle and the RPMs at 1,622. Data from the OPP's Ford Explorer showed the airbags had deployed and the driver's seat belt was engaged. The information also indicated, at 5 seconds before the collision, the Ford Explorer traveled at 77 km per hour. At 4 seconds before the collision, the Ford Explorer traveled at 77 km per hour. At 3 seconds before the collision, the Ford Explorer traveled at 77 km per hour. At 2 seconds before the collision, the Ford Explorer traveled at 77 km per hour. At 1 second before the collision, the Ford Explorer traveled at 68 km per hour. At the time of impact, 0 seconds, the Ford Explorer traveled at 60 km per hour, and the throttle was at 0%. At 11:55 a.m., the OPP called the SIU again and advised that the injuries to the police officer and the other driver were considered minor, and both drivers were to be discharged. At 2:52 p.m., the OPP contacted the SIU for a third time and relayed information that X-rays had shown the pickup driver suffered a minor neck fracture. Martino concluded there was no evidence to suggest the officer had acted without due care or regard for public safety. On my assessment of the evidence, there are no reasonable grounds to believe that the officer committed a criminal offense in connection with the collision, he said in his final report. The evidence further establishes that the officer entered the intersection of 10th Line with the right-of-way and had little to no time to react to avoid a collision when the driver of the pickup truck traveled north into his path, Martino added. Conversely, the evidence strongly suggests that the pickup truck driver entered the intersection without stopping at the stop sign for northbound traffic on 10th Line at 20th Side Road, and that he failed to wait, as he was required, for traffic to clear before continuing on his way. The file has been closed. The provincial agency investigates reports of death, serious injury or allegations of sexual assault involving police officers.